Missing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. It would be hard to overestimate the importance of folk music field collectors in the development of the style. For almost a century, collectors have traveled far and wide, following leads to front porches, living rooms, and backyards to record distinctive players across the U.S. Our theme recording of Doc Watson and his father-in-law, Gaither Carlton, was collected by Ralph Rinsler before Doc became world-renowned. We heard their rendition of the old-time classic Tucker's Barn, recorded in 1964. The impetus for this week's feature is the release of Voices of Mississippi on Dust to Digital Records. It collects many of the field recordings of William Ferris. We'll hear three selections throughout the show, all very different from the others, and we'll open with 44 Blues by James Son Ford Thomas from Leyland, Mississippi, recorded on May 24, 1969. Music collected in the field on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
My baby says you heard that 44 whistle blow. Well, it blow just like ain't gonna blow the blue no more. I got a little cabin, Lord, number 44. I got a little cabin, Lord, number 44. I do what I want to, ain't gonna wear my 44 no more. I wore my 44 so long, till it made my shoulder so. I wore my 44 so long, till it made my shoulder sore. And I do what I want to, ain't gonna wear my 44 no more. Woke up this morning with my 44 in my hand. I woke up this morning with my 44 in my hand. I was thinking about my baby. She's gone out with another man. All right.
Nobody's been it but mine. Down that cruise got down the cones. Nobody's been it but his own. Nobody's been it but mine. See, yon't you go across the field, black naked on the hill. Nobody's been it but mine. Nobody's been it. Nobody's been it. Nobody's been it but mine. Give my wife a call, honey. Nobody been it, give my money. Nobody's been it but mine. Nobody's been this, nobody's been this, nobody's been this but mine. It's nobody's been this, nobody's been this. Nobody's been it but mine. Down that cruise got down the cones. Nobody's been it but his own. Nobody's been it but mine. Down that cruise got down the cones. Nobody's been it but his own. Nobody's been it but mine. Nobody's been this. Nobody's been it. Nobody's been it but mine. I stick my head right on the fence. Been crazy about chicken ever since. Nobody's been it but mine. I'm a fool about chicken. It's nobody's been it. Nobody's been it. Nobody's been it but mine.
What to do, grease your feet with mutton stew. If the devil get at you with this grease of hand, go sliding right over in the promised land. Go easy, so breezy. Pick up the bed, gal, and make it up nice. Old Preacher Johnson gonna be here tonight. He's a chicken eater. He likes cake. He likes sisters, too. Standing right up by the mantelpiece, standing right up by a bucket of grease. I greased my feet with axle grease. I went slipping up and down the mantelpiece, hunting matches, cigarette ducks, chewing tobacco. Wildwood sitting on the log, finger on the trigger in the hour in the hall. I pulled the trigger and the gun said flip. I went on the hog with all of my grips. It's scraping, eating hog eyes. I love chilling. I was down at the hen house here the other night. The moon went shining, I didn't have no light. I meant to grab a chicken and I grabbed a goose, and the white folks hollered, I turned them loose. I rode bushes, jumping gullies, dodging bullets. I was down at the hen house on my knees. I thought I heard a chicken sneeze. Nothing but a rooster was saying his prayers and giving out to him to the hens upstairs. It's singing, rooster crowing. So hard, and I got a woman in the white folks' yard. She give me the chicken and she give me the head, and she think I'm working, but I'm laying in the bed having a good time talking about her to other women.
The froggy went a-coatin' and he did ride. Bad frog. The froggy went a-coatin' and he did ride. Oh, yeah. Froggy went a-coatin' and he did ride. Sword and shield hanging by his side. That's the truth, though. Artie rode up by Miss Mouse's door. Now there come Freddy. That's the truth, though. Artie rode up by Miss Mouse's door. Rode up by Miss Mouse's door. Place he been many times before. Hey, Miss Mousie, will you marry me? Lord, old Freddy. Hey, Miss Mousie, will you marry me? Hey, Miss Mousie, will you marry me? Be good to you as anybody can be. Lord, Freddy. Doubt my uncle's consent. Doubt my uncle's consent. Doubt my uncle's consent. Freddy, I couldn't marry a president. That's the truth, though. Uncle told her he'd be all right. Lord, Freddy. Uncle told her he'd be all right. Uncle told her he'd be all right. Man, they got married that very night. I was right there. All took a sail out on the lake. All took a sail out on the lake. All took a sail out on the lake. got glucked up by a big black snake. Uh-huh, I was right there. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Long come a bumblebee, uh-huh. Long come a bumblebee, uh-huh. Long come a bumblebee. He done a peg leg band with a peg leg flea, uh-huh. That's the truth. Anybody ask you who sung this song, uh-huh. Anybody ask you who sung this song? Uh-huh. Woo! Anybody ask you who sung this song? Tell them Peg Leg Sam done told a lie any long ago.
We're celebrating the Field Collectors this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. That was Arthur Pegleg Sam Jackson from Jamesville, South Carolina, recorded in September of 1975 in West Springs, South Carolina, by Alan Tullis. We heard Froggy Went A-Courtin', and that's from the collection Classic African-American Songsters on Smithsonian Folkways. And before that, we heard from Pink Anderson. He was a recorded in 1962 by Paul Clayton, and we heard his take on Talkin' Blues. Pink Anderson was rediscovered in 1950, playing at a country fair in Virginia. And before that, we heard from Will Shade, Gus Cannon, and Charlie Borse. They were all jug band musicians. Will Shade was one of the founders with Charlie Borse of the Memphis Jug Band. And Gus Cannon, of course, was in Cannon's Jug Stompers. Recorded by Sam Charters back in December of 1956, we heard Take Your Fingers Off It. That's from the collection Classic Harmonica Blues on Smithsonian Folkways. And we let off that set from our theme recording for this week, the recording that sort of gave me the inspiration for this show, The Voices of Mississippi, Artists and Musicians Documented by William Ferris, on Dust to Digital Records. And we heard James Sunford Thomas, recorded in May of 1969 in Leyland, Mississippi. He was a gifted storyteller, sculptor, and musician, James Sunford Thomas. Back in 1960, Alan Lomax acquired a stereo tape recorder, and he went back south to try to record some of the folks that he recorded earlier on the more primitive equipment that he had. This was recorded in November of 1960 in Rugby, Virginia. This is Estill C. Ball, otherwise known as E.C. Ball, and his take on The Farmer's Cursed Wife on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
take her back, Daddy, she's gonna kill us all. Sing fine, diddle, 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 diddle. The old man is peeping out through the crack, and he's seen the old devil come wagging her back. Sing fine, diddle, 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 diddle. The old woman started across the hill, says the devil won't have me, and I don't know who will. Sing fine, diddle, 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 diddle. Now you see what a woman will do, she'll whoop out the devil and her old man too. Sing fine, diddle, 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 diddle.
Story of little Lomi Wise, how she became deluded by John Lewis's lies. He told her to meet him down by Adam's Spring, some money he would bring and some other fine thing. Then fool like she met him at Adam's Spring, no money he brought her, nor other fine thing. No money to flatter the case. We'll go and get married, there'll be no disgrace. John Lewis, please tell me your mind. Do you intend to marry me or leave me behind? Little Omi, I'll tell you my mind. My mind is to drown you and leave you behind. Please pity our baby and spare me my life. I'll go home a beggar and won't be your wife. He hugged her, he kissed her, he turned her around. He threw her in deep water where he knew she would drown. He jumped on his pony and away he did ride. The screams of little Omi went down by his side. It was on last Wednesday morning, the rain was pouring down. The people searched for Omi, but she could not be found. Two boys went a-fishing on a fine summer day. They saw little Omi go floating away. They threw their net around her and pulled her to the shore. The body of little Omi was searched for no more. They sent for John Lewis. John Lewis came by. When confronted with her body, he broke down and cried. You can shoot me, you can hang me, for I am the man. I drowned little Omi in yonder's old mill dam. My name is John Lewis, my name I'll never deny. I drowned little Omi, I'll never reach the sky.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1827. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. Thank you. This is The Sing Out, Radio Magazine. I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the Doc Watson family, Tradition, on Rounder Records, and we just heard Give the Fiddler a Dram, recorded back in 1964, that included Gaither Carlton on the fiddle, Merle Watson on the guitar, and Doc on the banjo. It's on Rounder Records. This week, we are celebrating the song collectors, the field collectors of music that have enriched our lives so much. And one of the most important recordings in my old-time music life is the Hammonds Family recording made by the Library of Congress and reissued a few years ago on Rounder Records. The Hammonds Family, the traditions of a West Virginia family and their friends. And before Doc and the boys, we heard Big Sciote from Burl Hammonds, recorded in April of 1972 by Carl Fleischauer and Alan Jabor. There's a wellspring of music on this recording, the Hammonds Family. And before that, Naomi Wise from Doug Walland, who was a great North Carolina fiddler and vocalist. Her name was Naomi, but we knew her more as Omi Wise. It's based on a story of an 1808 murder of Omi Wise by her lover Jonathan Lewis in Madison County, North Carolina. That came from Classic American Ballads on Smithsonian Folkways. And before that, a really interesting recording from Maybelle Carter and Sarah Carter Bays. In 1963, while Maybelle was on tour with the New Lost City Ramblers in California, she visited Sarah, her cousin Sarah, along with Mike Seeger, and they decided they would record a tune. Mike asked them to. And they recorded something the Carter family never sang, a tune called I'm Leaving You This Lonesome Song, a Delmore Brothers tune. That's from the collection Classic Old Time Music on Smithsonian Folkways. And we let off that set with E.C. Ball and the Farmer's Cursed Wife, recorded in stereo back in 1960 in Rugby, Virginia. That's on Atlantic Records. We are celebrating the release of The Voices of Mississippi, artists and musicians documented by William Ferris on Dust to Digital Records. And there's a whole disc in this set of holiness music, of gospel music. Here are the Southland Hummingbirds, recorded July 13, 1968, in Lula Junction, Mississippi. And You Don't Know Like I Know on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Done for me, yeah. You don't know like I know.
You sure.
my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. My body down. When the five trumpet sounds, I'll be getting up, walking round. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body down, my body down. Now when the white trumpet sounds, I'll be getting up, walking around. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. In a void of a beautiful city, the street was filled with gold. Then I have not been to heaven. Oh Lord, I've been told. Then around this throne of grace, he's going to point my soul aflame. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. When the trumpet sound, I'll be getting up, walking round. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, it made poor Mary moan. He looked down on his disciples, and take my mother home. Ain't that a pity, Lord, shame? I'll be crucified to me. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Ain't no grave can't hold my body down. Ain't no grave can't hold my body down. When the five trumpet sound, I'll be getting up, walking round. Ain't no grave can hold my body down.
We're celebrating the Field Collectors this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And we just heard a recording made in July of 1942 at the Silent Grove Baptist Church in Clarksdale, Mississippi. They were holding a gospel sing. And Bosie Sturtevant was the second tenor in a group called the Union Jubilee Quartet, but he was singing all by himself there on Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down. That was collected by Alan Lomax and Lewis Jones in Clarksdale in 1942. That's from a collection called A Treasury of Library of Congress Field Recordings on Rounder Records. And before that, a very recent recording, as far as some of them we've been listening to, Jeff Todd Tinton recorded Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, at Defeated Creek Old Baptist Church in Lion Fork, Kentucky. It was recorded digitally in 1992, and that's from the collection Songs of the Old Regular Baptists. That's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. And we let off that set from our feature recording this week, The Voices of Mississippi, Artists and Musicians, documented by William Ferris on Dusted Digital Records. We heard The Southland Hummingbirds, recorded back in July of 1968, and You Don't Know Like I Know. That was from Lula Junction, Mississippi. Well, we've got time for one last set. One of the beauties of this new set on Dusted Digital is they have a whole disc of storytelling, and in some cases, artists giving monologues about why they sing the music or play the music that they do. We heard James Sunford Thomas early on in the program. Well, here he is talking about I Know It's Wrong to Be Playing the Blues, recorded in 1974 in New Haven, Connecticut, on Voices of Mississippi on the Sing Out radio magazine.
I know it's wrong to be playing blues. I know that. But if you can make you a little something out of it, I don't think it'd be too hard to get forgiven for that, trying to make a living. Because if I could have got out the same amount of money that I made him, and I wouldn't have to go nowhere just to reach my hand out and get the money and stay at home, well, I wouldn't have took a chance on that airplane come up here because I could have got killed. And I just don't believe, I believe you can get forgiven for playing blues on something like that because it's part of your living. And I wouldn't have power to play that guitar if it wasn't for the Lord. He'd give me power to play. Because if he didn't want me to play that guitar, if he didn't want to kill me, he could give my fingers a stroke. I couldn't play. Or he could mess my mind up. There's a heap of ways you can stop. You get stopped. You mess your, get your mind messed up and you couldn't play it. Just like you, he could get your mind messed up, you couldn't teach. You couldn't write. It's a whole lot of things you have to think on that. And the richest man it is, he can lose everything he got in one day. And then he can lose it gradually. What I mean by gradually, you take a fella gets sick, I said, well, something like a cancer. And you got to run to the doctor every day. Maybe stay in the hospital so many days and get out and come home, you still ain't well, you still lingering. Well, it costs you money every day and every night. And you can just lose and lose until you lose plumb out. You had to go to the poorhouse. So when a man is rich, he ain't standing much better than I is. Because he can lose what you got overnight.
Come all you cowboys, don't you wanna go? Come all you cowboys, don't you wanna go? To meet the Lone Ranger, riding on Ranger Buffalo. Come a cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on the Western Plain. One of the hardest battles was ever on the Western Plain. When I mean a bunch of cowboys, running to Jesse James, coming cow cow yiggy, coming cow cow yiggy yiggy. When me a bunch of cowboys run into Jesse James, when me a bunch of cowboys run into Jesse James, all the bullets was a falling just like a shower rain. Coming cow cow yiggy, coming cow cow yiggy yiggy. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on Bunker Hill. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on Bunker's Hill. when mean a bunch of cowboys running the Buffalo Bill. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy. If your house catches a fire and ain't no water, talking to that man. House catches a fire and ain't no water around. Throw your jelly out the window, let your doggone shack burn down. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy.
That's the bony part. That's the bony part.
Still sends chills down my spine. Bonaparte's Retreat from William Hamilton's Step, recorded in October of 1937 by Alan and Elizabeth Lomax in Salyersville, Kentucky. That's part of a Library of Congress field recordings set on Rounder Records. And before that, from the very first recording made of Elizabeth Cotton and the very first recording made by Mike Seeger from 1952 in November, we heard In the Sweet By and By. And that's from Close to Home, old-time music from Mike Seeger's collection. And that's on Smithsonian Folkways. And before that, we heard from Lead Belly, recorded in August of 1944, and Cow, Cow, Yicky, Yicky, Yay, from the collection Cowboy Songs on Folkways. And we let off that set from our theme recording for this week, The Voices of Mississippi, Artists and Musicians, documented by William Ferris on Dusted Digital Records. We heard James Sunford Thomas, Tell Us Why He Plays the Blues, recorded in 1974 in New Haven, Connecticut. I sure hope you enjoyed this program as we celebrate the song collectors, the music collectors out in the field, helping us learn more and more about our musical heritage. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1827.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell,